So, flash forward to 2018. You live in Lexington now, but you came back to Frankfurt to watch the implosion of the tower. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like, witnessing the implosion and where you were standing and all of that good stuff?
Okay. We actually just kind of made a day of it. I came up here with two of my fellow employees from the Department of Corrections. One came all the way up from London. He worked for Probation and Parole, and he wanted to see it. So we kind of tailgated over by the tower at the park next to the river there and next to the bridges. And we actually viewed the implosion from one of the bridges, the one that comes from west over to the east side. And it was very surreal, but at the same time sentimental, because I was one of the first aid employees to work in that building, and then my daughter was one of the last. And it was almost like watching a monster explode. I didn't realize how big that building was until they tore down all the stuff around it, and it's just standing there. And you just heard these like five very, not very loud explosions, or I guess you call them implosions. And then you stood there for a minute. It's like, oh no, this didn't work, because the building didn't go down right away. And then all of a sudden it falls down. And it was just one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. Then we were standing there, and unfortunately we were downwind from where it happened. So all of the dust and everything, we were just covered in dust. All the cars were covered in dust. And then I thought, you know, I really, really, really need a souvenir from this. So I decided to walk up Wilkinson Boulevard toward all the rubble and everything, and a policeman came along and said, "You, in the black, you need to turn around or you're going to go to jail." So I didn't get the souvenirs I wanted to, but I did get a piece of insulation, and it's in my garage, and I'm not sure why I have it now. But anyhow, I did get a souvenir.
Wow. You said it was very sentimental, and some people have expressed, you know, they're sad that it's gone. Some people are happy that it's gone. Some people don't really see the difference. But what do you think? Do you think it simply alters Frankfurt's skyline, if we can call it that? Or does it hold more significance for you or for the community? I know for me personally, when I went to the expo and watched the fireworks, we would always sit on the flood wall, the hill, and I could hear the fireworks echoing off of the tower. That's the really only significance or memory I have of the tower, because I never worked there. But you worked there. What do you think?
I never did think that tower fit into the rest of the, if you could call it, skyline or architecture or whatever. But going back, there was a rumor floating around that it was a Frank Lloyd Wright building, and so everybody, you know, everybody was impressed by that. And I guess that kind of was a selling point. But I'm kind of anxious to see what they put in its place, and I hope it does fit into the, you know, to the architecture better than that building did. That just kind of, you know, if they could combine some of the, I guess some of the style of the WPA building, that it's obviously the state office building is here for a while because they totally gutted it. They combine some of that style with maybe some of the buildings downtown. But there were several buildings that were built during that time in Kentucky that looked the same way. There's one dormitory down at Western that looks like that. There's two dorms that they're tearing down at UK that look like that, and I think that's over and done for a while anyway.
So how many, did you go to the expo often, or was that?
I did, well, I went to the first one. It was I want to say like it was like a bicentennial or something. It was some big deal. Went to that one, and I went to several thereafter because I was working in Frankfurt. So we would usually go like on a Friday, you know, for a long lunch or something. And so I went to several. You know, something that I remember and I really miss, and I think it's awful that we don't have it anymore, is I don't remember which governor it was, but he or she, it could have even been Martha Lane Collins, but I think it was more like around the Wallace Wilkinson days. But anyhow, I can't remember which governor, but there used to be a state employee, believe it or not, Appreciation Day. And they would have a picnic over at the tower for everybody on this side of the river. And then there was one at the Capitol for the employees on the other side of the river. And it was just it was nothing more than a lunch with a hamburger, a Twinkie, and chips and a drink. But it meant something. And apparently, I think there was some backlash because state money was spent for a lunch for state employees. So, you know, of course, the state employees paid taxes too, but it didn't seem to matter. But it meant something, and it's just unfortunate. Can't do something like that anymore.
Yeah. What year was the first expo, do you remember?
I want to say it was 1976.
So that, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had never realized how long mm-hmm. it had been going, long. But I went every year pretty much growing up because I grew up here in Frankfurt. And, yeah, so the Capitol Plaza, obviously not the tower, but the plaza area was used for the expo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so looking forward to the future for those new plans for this new Capitol Plaza, whatever it may be. Have you seen those designs at
all?
I
have not. I don't know if, do they include a place for a convention?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But we'll see about that because I know that it was something for the Frankfurt community to come together and celebrate kind of, you know,
well, or,
Frankfurt.
You know, yeah, Central Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So going back a little bit, you mentioned that your husband photographed the governor. What governor did he photograph, and did he enjoy that? What was that like?
That was under John Y. Brown, Jr. And part of the reason why he was chosen, although he was an excellent photographer, but he also, we lived in Lexington, and so did the governor. So anytime there was any kind of a party or whatever, I remember one time Norman Vincent Peale came to their house, and I think he had to cover that. I think I remember when Phyllis, his wife, had their first child, he covered that. He was kind of on call 24/7, actually. But it was interesting. He took beautiful photographs, particularly of the inauguration. He had some lovely photographs in the Capitol where they were dancing together and the lighting was just right. And they're black and whites, but they're actually probably nicer than if he had taken them in color. So that's what he did. And then he... We both worked for public information, and when the budget got really bad under the Brown administration, they decided to cut the staff in half. And I had already gone to corrections, which is good, and they cut the staff in half, and he was laid off. So that was that.
So did he photograph? Did he photograph the governor the whole time he was governor here in Kentucky, or was it just a certain number?
No, it was just until he got laid off.
Oh,
by
okay.
The governor.
Okay, gotcha.
By the governor/legislature, yeah. So,
do you have anything that you would like to add about either working in the tower, downtown Frankfurt, the future, what the implosion was like? Did we miss anything that you feel you would like to comment on?
I can't really think of anything. Not really, no.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I am going to ask you a simple question to start out, just so I can make sure that the levels are okay. So usually we ask you about what you had for breakfast, but since we had lunch just now, why don't you tell us about what you had for lunch?
I had fried clams, broccoli salad, coleslaw, and iced tea.
Sounds good. Okay. This is Emma Bryan, and I am here with Mary Beth Schmidt. We are going to be talking about the Capitol Plaza Tower here in Frankfort, Kentucky. It is March 23rd, 2018, and we are here at the Thomas D. Clark Center for Kentucky History. So Mary Beth, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you were born, where you grew up, your education, college, the whole nine yards, where your career, your jobs, that sort of thing. If we need to break it up and have some questions in between, we can do that too.
I was born in upstate New York in a town called Endicott, and my father worked for IBM back in the mid-50s. And we moved to, my father got transferred in 57. We moved to Lexington, Kentucky. And I grew up in Catholic schools, went to Lexington Catholic High School, and then went to college at Western Kentucky University, and where I met my husband, who was from Wisconsin. His name was Charles Morton Hand Schmidt, and he had some roots in Kentucky. His mother was from Paducah, and we used to call her the Duchess of Paducah, which she was. And I, my first big job was with Kentucky State Government, and I was assigned to the Department of Public Information, and that agency assigned various journalists to every agency in the state to produce news articles about that particular agency. And the tower was the first building that I worked in.
So do you remember your first day working at the tower? What was your first impression of the building, the architecture, that sort of thing?
Actually, my first impression, the first time I saw the building was I came to Capitol Expo, the first one in 1976, and was impressed at that time with the building. Of course, back then, you know, they had the fountains and a lot of shops and so forth. So it was really, really impressive. I remember my first interview there, my job interview, when I was done, I got lost. I couldn't find my car because it was a whole new world for me, and I was just walking around trying to, it took me a good half hour to find my car after I got done with the interview. But back then, you know, it had the pretty fountains and the elevators and all the marble and the round couches that they had. They were like these huge stools that you could sit on, and I was really impressed with it. I thought I'd really hit the big time.
Gotcha. So you enjoyed working at the tower then?
I did. And, of course, I enjoyed the view, and you could always see deer up on the hill. You know, part of downtown Frankfort. I don't remember what floor I was on. It wasn't one of the higher floors, but it was still a nice view, and you could just look out the window and kind of clear your mind, and nice office space, probably one of the largest I had in all of my career in state government. So it was nice.
So what were some of the amenities like? Was there a break room? What were the bathrooms like? Where did you eat?
Well, I hate to say it, but it was the common term that we used for the canteen down on the first floor. We called it the blind stand. And we just, you know, didn't think anything about it because there were people who were impaired in terms of vision who worked at that canteen, and we just refer to it as the blind stand. We, in that building, we did not have a cafeteria, but there was a cafeteria in the plaza, and there were a couple of other eating establishments. So, you know, everything was pretty close. That's pretty much it.
And you enjoyed working in downtown Frankfort. You enjoyed the community and the other restaurants that you could go out to during the day.
I did. And we had one of the nicest restaurants that we had that we went to was down the street. It was a restaurant on the corner where a church is now. And actually right across the street from here, it was called Putts, P-U-T-T-S. And it was just good home cooking, and I can still remember one of the menu items I had. It was called spaghetti and meatball, and you got this mound of spaghetti with a meatball on top about as big as a baseball, and you know, you thought it was a misprint at first until you saw the dish, and they had the best cornbread that ever was, and they had, you know, and they had a full bar there too. So if you wanted to see community, you went to Putts, because, you know, there are people drinking at the bar, and there's, you know, just all kinds of state employees and you know, good food at a good price. And so that was nice. And I'm trying to think of some other restaurants that were here that have come and gone. I'm sure there's several, and a lot of stuff down on the, what we used to call the square, but it's not a square. I guess it's a mall now or something, but you know, restaurants have come and gone. I can remember the old clothing store on the corner called Gershman's. And when my husband was assigned to be a photographer for the governor, they all had to go down to Gershman's and get their jackets, their navy blue jackets. They had to wear navy blue jackets and khaki pants. So. There's a store called, and I never could figure this out, it was called Modo Day, M-O-D-E-O-D-A-Y. It was a women's clothing store called Modo Day down there. I remember I bought a red linen dress down there that I loved. There was, and I think it's still there, a dance studio on the second story of one of the buildings. And, in the plaza, we had a camera store, and we had a travel agency and a hair salon. All that has changed.
How many years did you work in the tower?
I just worked for about a year and a half in 77, and then I transferred from public information over to the Department of Corrections, and I spent about 20 something years in the building, the state office building that we used to call the Daily Planet, because it looked like it was out of Superman.
What did you do with the Department of Corrections?
Mostly in my like 25 years, I was in charge of the halfway house program. We contracted with several agencies to house prisoners, and then we started contracting with jails to house state prisoners, and I was in charge of that program. So we called those halfway houses and the jail centers that housed state inmates, we called them community detention centers. So, and all in all, we had several thousand inmates in those programs.
So flash forward to 2018, where we are now. You currently live in Lexington, but you came back, I heard, for the implosion of the tower. And we kind of want to get your reactions to that, what you thought, where you were watching, those types of things.
We actually tailgated over at the park on the river, brought a lunch, and then we stood on the bridge and watched it happen. And it was one of the most impressive things I had ever seen. I was just filled with mixed emotions, because it was like, you know, I was one of the first employees to work there. My daughter was one of the last. And so it was kind of sentimental. And at the same time, it was very surreal. It was